statement. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff.
This is Common Ground with John Tassone on your station for Talk and Business AM 790. Call John now at 437-5000 or toll free 1-888-345-0790. Common Ground, highlighting the positive contributions made by the labor community on your station for Talk and Business AM 790. Now, here's John Tassone.
Welcome to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassone. I'm so damn mad at Memorial Hospital. What they've done to the union and what they've done to the workers. Rita Brennan and Liz Furtado are in the house. Two of the nurses who've been there a long, long time. Rita, 33 years, and Liz at 14. Welcome, ladies. I'm sorry to hear about your situation, but I wanted you guys to come on the show to talk about, number one, Memorial Hospital as a whole, number two, the residents of Pawtucket, and number three, obviously, the patients. When you were notified, Rita, and I'll speak to Rita first if you don't mind. When you were notified of this, what was in your head? What was in your stomach besides getting sick?
When we first learned that the hospital was going to close, I think the first thing that, as a care provider, the first thing that comes into your mind, knowing the community that we work in Pawtucket and serving the Blackstone Valley and Central Falls, you think about the patients. Because those are the people that you've been, taking care of day in and day out for your entire career. And so many of them always say how happy they are to be coming there, even in times of illness, because we're all familiar to them. Mm. Many of them have seen the same people, whether it's a bedside nurse or a respiratory therapist giving a treatment, or people in the x-ray department, phlebotomists, it's almost like it's a family to them, even though they're not at their best at that time. And the other thing is, we know so many of them do not have transportation, and they're actually walking or taking a bus, in fact, to get to the hospital. So I think the first thing is thinking about the loss of Memorial to those patients and to the community.
When the patients obviously frequent the hospital, whether it's through the emergency room, if they get admitted, whether they have to go there for x-rays or what have you, this is a big deal. When you have a community-based hospital shutting down and not really, and I don't know this for a fact, so I have to be fair, not really caring about the community that they're in. Obviously, Pawtucket, Central Falls, Blackstone Valley is not a high area where people make a lot of money.
Correct.
So when you have to call a Uber or you have to get on a bus to go to Rhode Island Hospital, if you have to go to Women and Infants, if you have to go to another hospital, whether it be Miriam or whatever, that's a strain on your health.
It definitely is. And the other thing is that we know as care providers, and actually having conversations with people in the healthcare community in other hospitals, we're well aware of the impact that the closing of Memorial will have on these nearby facilities, especially Miriam Hospital and, of course, Rhode Island Hospital. Interestingly enough, in just this morning's paper, there was a letter to the editor, and it was written by a gentleman regarding a recent trip that he had made to Rhode Island Hospital. He was in a significant amount of discomfort, And long story short, although he was seen immediately, he did have blood work done and an EKG. He was put back out into a waiting area where he states he was in pain for 7 hours with no one tending to him, and he actually had vomited 4 times. That's one person. Now, I can't say he came from Memorial. However, what I do know is in his article, at the very end of it, he referenced the fact that because Memorial is closing and the emergency room is closing, these patients that would normally be come to us are obviously going to be going to these surrounding facilities.
Mm. You know, it's really sad about the stress that are going to be put on the other surrounding emergency rooms. And, you know, my dad was in multiple times back in April. And a lot of times there's not a lot of beds left, especially on the weekend. And at times there were people in the hallways because not enough beds. So when you put a closure of a facility in the mix, it's a closure of not temporary, but permanent.
Absolutely.
Discomfort as far as the availability of beds.
It's actually, I'm glad that you brought that up, Senator, because there's something that really has annoyed so many of us that work at the hospital, and that is because over and over again, Care New England has managed to state publicly that we are a 294-bed hospital. The public should be made aware that that's what that hospital was licensed for many, many years ago. I don't believe when I started working there back in the 80s that there were actually 294 patients in that hospital. And I have often wished that from the time that they have started to almost shove this down the throat of the public and the community, that someone would actually walk into the hospital and count and see how many beds are in there. Because I can assure you, they would never even come close to 294. Before the hospital actually, the decision was made that we were going to close, all we had left open was one med-surg floor and our rehab unit. There had been one other med-surg floor open for a while, but that closed down probably, Liz, maybe a couple of months ago now, would you say?
Yes, definitely. Since the fall, I want to say.
And so that unit that closed had 26 beds on it. And the two units that were left, one of them has 20 and the other one 36. Mm-hmm. Those were the most amount of patients we could house there. But the perception is that all of those beds are there in the hospital and they're all just waiting for a patient to come in between the sheets, and that there's someone standing at the bedside being paid, waiting for the patient's arrival. Mm. The perception is very ill-founded.
Right. And I will look at it like this, and Liz, jump in on this. When you're licensed for that many beds and you don't fill the beds, obviously somebody's not doing their job. And it's not the nurses. It's the top management people.
Right.
If you're not out there marketing the hospital to be a hospital of 294 beds, and you're only marketing what you want to market, there's something wrong with that. And I want to talk about more about that when we come back, because we got to take a break so I don't go bankrupt. I have to pay the bills. You're listening to Common Ground, AM 790. I'm your host, Sean Tassone. We'll be right back.
With the Bloomberg Business of Sports Report, I'm Michael Barr. Former University of Louisville men's basketball coach Rick Pitino says he has sued the school over his firing.
Patino has sued, saying the school breached his contract by placing him on unpaid administrative leave without notice and firing him with no legally justified cause. Patino was fired on October 16th, weeks after he was placed on leave and locked out of his office when Louisville acknowledged it was being investigated in a federal bribery probe of college basketball. Patino is not named in the federal complaint and has denied participation in and knowledge of alleged payments to a recruit's family. Patino's lawsuit seeks liquidated contract damages of $4.3 million through 2026. Patino also claims Louisville did not give him 10 days advance notice before it effectively fired him. And that is a Bloomberg Business of Sports report. I'm Michael Barr.
Life happens. With ADT, you can feel safe with an ADT starter kit professionally installed for only $49. Call today and install an ADT starter kit that includes security panel, keypad, key fob, entry and motion sensors, and for a limited time, get a camera included and installed at no additional cost. That's a $449 value installed for just $49.
Requires 36-month monitoring contract QSB and EasyPay activation. Early term fees may apply. Certain marks excluded. License available at ADT.com. Florida EF00-1121 BZNF1639.
You laugh?
Yes! Medicare is such a maze!
United Healthcare can help!
Is that why you're driving this bulldozer?
Hop in! Choosing a plan doesn't have to be complicated. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
That was easy.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Cool Air. Hi, this is Dave Campbell, president of Cool Air Creations. In 1993, I started Cool Air with one employee, a passion for the business, and the integrity to do what I promised. Today, with a team of over 40 professionals, the same passion and integrity still holds true. At Cool Air Creations, we take your image seriously. After all, why would you trust that to just anyone? I've built the most advanced production facility in the industry and put together the largest product selection available, all to provide you the best screen-printed, embroidered, or laser-decorated merchandise you can find. And since all decoration is done in-house, our art department can ensure your logo's integrity remains true from product to product, time after time, something our competition doesn't even understand. Take control of your company or organization's image with Cool Air Creations. Call 401-769-7755. That's 401-769-7755. Or on the web at morethantees.com. Cool Air Creations, your source for all things promotional.
Cool Air.
Make you look great.
Bringing people together, promoting the good work of everyday Rhode Islanders, focusing on the positives of the state. That's what Common Ground is all about. Common Ground is Rhode Island's only communications outlet for working people, in print, on the air, and online. Common Ground promotes the contributions of the labor community. If you want your positive message to reach thousands of readers and listeners, call 451-1305 for sponsorship opportunities. It's time to return to Common Ground. Call 451-1305.
Correctional officers, like other divisions of law enforcement, put their lives on the line every day to make Rhode Island a safe place to live. Stories of officers held hostage and nearly killed give perspective to just how tough their job is. Correctional officers are locked in and forever looking over their shoulders, knowing that those with whom they spend their work shift have been locked away from the rest of society because they couldn't fit in. Correctional officers are just like you, except when it comes to going to the office, they don't sit at a desk or stand on a construction site. They work the toughest beat in the state.
Here's Johnny. Welcome back to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassoni. Memorial Hospital nurses, UNAP, are in the house today. Miss Rita Brennan and Liz Furtado. Liz, I want to get back to the timing thing. It seems like to me this was a strategic plan all along.
I would agree with that. Care New England took over in 2013, and I think one of the first things they did was outsource our rehab, which would be physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech. And it was just from there, it was like a domino effect. Pediatrics closed. That was one of our units, very small unit, half adults, half pediatrics. They closed that one, made an attempt to merge that onto one of the large med-surg floors. But, you know, that it's very hard to have pediatrics and adults together. And then that large floor that I'm speaking of was closed, and that was our largest med-surg with 36 beds.
What's med-surg? Just so my listeners know.
It's a medical surgical floor. It would be your inpatient floors. Right.
So you go in, you get undressed, you get ready to go, and you go to surgery. Where do you go after that? Do you go back to that floor?
You would go back to that floor. So an inpatient floor, you can be admitted from the emergency room. You come in with whatever ailment, and they see that you have to be admitted. You would be admitted onto a medical surgical floor. And then also your surgeries. You come in for surgery, and you have to be admitted after that. So once you do your recovery phase, you would be admitted onto the medical surgical floor.
Okay.
And we had three of them when I... we had four of them when I started there 14 years ago, but one was a very tiny surgical floor, and due to the low number of surgeries, they closed that many, many years ago. I want to say 2009, they closed that, and then merged it onto that large 36-bed unit because that could accommodate. And then, like I said, they closed the 36-bed unit, and then now we're just left with two inpatient floors, the 20/22 bed and then the 26/27 bed. And then maternity closed in July of 2016. And I mean, that was a hit to the community. I can tell you that friends, patients I've spoken to, they enjoyed having their babies at Memorial.
How many babies were delivered there per year, if you know?
Just under. Around 400 or just under 400.
Wow, that's a lot of babies in that area. That's a lot of babies.
And it doesn't seem like those 400 went to women and infants or Kent either, which I think was the hope of Care New England, because I know for one thing that although it always is put out publicly that Memorial is to blame for all of the money that Care New England is losing. Clearly, the birth rate is down in the state, but the patient volume is also down at women and infants. So therefore, they did not reap the result of the closing of the birthing center at Memorial.
Right. So let me ask, I mean, Rita, you've been there for 33 years, and Liz 14. It must be hard.
It is hard. It's heartbreaking. I know Rita spoke to the fact that our patients are family, but our coworkers are family.
Yeah, I mean, because I went through this back in '98 when Quebecor closed all the print places in Rhode Island, and I know, you know, it was sad going to meetings and talking to coworkers that, you know, we're making good money, and now all of a sudden the rug is pulled out. So let me ask you this question: as far as the hospital, the coworkers, the union, my understanding is there was about 700 to 800 jobs at the hospital. 150 of those jobs were union jobs. You know, even the people that maintenance, cleaning the bathrooms, clerical staff, it's got to be heart-wrenching for them at this time of the year to deal with unemployment. Some of them will get jobs, but a lot of them probably won't. I mean, the nurses have, you know, you guys... wanted everywhere, but it's not the same parking spot you go to every day. It's not the same floor you're going to work at every day. Can you guys fill me in on about how many people, you know, nurses have gotten jobs? A lot of them not have jobs. I'm sure, you know, the custodial staff, that they'll probably get picked up, you know, from the other hospitals, but it's hard for nurses to get in when you already have an established workforce. Maybe they'll send some of the traveling nurses back to for where they belong, because I know they don't belong here. So tell me, fill me in, help me out, understand this, because I'm having a hard time with this.
Well, it is true that it is a very difficult time, as Liz stated. And I've said before, it really doesn't matter how long you've been at Memorial, whether it's a year or whether it's been, like me, 33 years. There's an atmosphere there because it's a community hospital. It's very close-knit, and so many of the people that work there are actually from that area. They all know one another. There are a lot of family members that work there, and there was never anything elitist about it. Like, it wasn't where a bedside nurse would in any way not treat someone who was in maintenance or dietary with anything less than dignity and respect. And that was the same thing with them toward us. So there is kind of like just a family atmosphere. Yes, many people will end up getting a job somewhere else. And sometimes people will say to me, oh, you're a nurse, it's easy, you'll get a job. But it's like, I had a job, and I wanted to keep the job that I had. That was, as you said, it was familiar to me. My coworkers are familiar to me. You kind of almost learn to do your work. There's synchrony there with each other. And it's just, you know who you have lunch with. It's all of that sameness about it. And that's what's comfortable, and it's just the uncertainty of having to start over again, especially, you know, as you get older. Like, it, I think it's even more difficult than someone who is probably in their 20s or 30s.
Yeah, you know, it's a traumatic situation, no matter, like you said, if you're there a year or you're there 33 years.
Mm-hmm.
But more on the top of the scale of being there for a long period of time. I saw in 98 a lot of my coworkers who were making a ton of money printing the Topps baseball cards all of a sudden get cut down to $430 a week. It's a jolt, number one. Number two, you start having family issues. The pressure of trying to go out and get some more employment. I mean, obviously, nursing is more than being a printer, but I used to hear horror stories from my guys. They'd be out in the yards at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. They couldn't sleep. They didn't know where the next paycheck was going to come from, other than unemployment. And I know that you're one of the heads of the union, Rita. So what are the ladies and the guys, the nurses, saying to you? Are they saying that there's not enough work out there? Are they saying it's hard for them to get interviews? Is it hard to get employment? What are they saying?
Well, I think one of the first things is that everybody shares this sense of loss and also obviously a sense of anxiety.
Right.
And when you mention, you know, people walking, you know, being out in their yard, many people have stated about how they're up and down all night long, and they do. They have this anxiety. And, you know, a lot of it is once you've been in a place for a while, and you know this as a union person, you know, you have your seniority, one of the benefits of being in a union, and you know you're going to be starting over somewhere else at the bottom.
The bottom of the ladder.
Bottom of the ladder, and you know those years of seniority have allowed you to be able to accrue more vacation time, and now here you are going backwards again.
Right.
So definitely for us, it's a strain.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know, again, I do need to bring it back to the patients, and that is and has always been a big concern for us. And to this day, we don't really know what will happen to some of the people that are in that community.
Well, that's the $64 question. When, what, in fact, will happen to the community, number one? And number two, what will happen to the facility is a big question.
Mm-hmm.
What is in the facility as we speak today, Liz?
In the hospital facility. So it is a six-floor building. You have, pharmacy, the cafeteria, dietary, the laboratory.
What's
section.
Active now in the hospital?
What's active? Right. Pharmacy is still active. Laboratory, radiology, which is your x-rays, CAT scan, MRIs, ultrasounds. The emergency room is still open for the walk-ins right now. The cafeteria was open as of this weekend, but I don't know how much longer if they're not really feeding anybody.
So let me ask you this question before we go on a break, mm-hmm. and I want you to think about this. I walk in. I'm not feeling well. I go to the emergency room. I have a heart attack. While I'm in there. Where do I go? Where do I go? Do I go in the parking lot and drop dead? Where do I go? I'm going to take a quick break. You're listening to Common Ground, AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassoni. We'll be right back.
Navigant Credit Union believes that time should be spent with family and friends rather than bankers. That's why Navigant Credit Union offers Journey Rewards Checking. You can open your new account online at NavigantCU.org. That's easy. When you sign up for e-statements, use direct deposit, and make a minimum of 12 debit card transactions a month, you'll earn a high annual percentage yield, and your ATM fees will be refunded up to $25 a month. Call 233-4700 or stop by any Navigant Credit Union branch.
Wesco Oil understands the challenges that the harsh weather throws at us, and maybe the biggest is how to beat the cold and keep our homes and families warm. There's no one better than Wesco Oil, a third-generation family business who provides both heating systems and assistance. Wesco serves both Rhode Island and Massachusetts, and with a commitment to providing the best value possible, Wesco offers discounts for COD. Trust the Wesco family to heat your family this winter. Call Wesco Oil at 231-3681 or 800-411-6603.
It's called MediShare, and it's affordable, biblical health care. And if you're wondering, what does that mean? Well, ask the people who are already members, like the Badger family. It's a big family, by the way.
We have 7 boys, 3 girls. We live out in the country. We homeschool.
And they thank God for MediShare, especially after one of their babies was born with spina bifida, and the total bill was about $250,000. MediShare members met the entire need and sent them cards and letters letting them know they're praying for them.
MediShare is, we love it. With myself being self-employed, owning my own business, MediShare was a great option as far as affordability. With MediShare, as far as like all of our stuff, it's always come through.
Yeah, more and more people are doing this, and you can see why. Hundreds of thousands of Christian believers sharing, and that is a beautiful thing. Find out more. Call 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
They are everywhere. On billboards, television, even here on the radio. But when you need an attorney for a workers' compensation case, you need the law office of attorney Stephen J. Dennis.
I'm attorney Stephen J. Dennis. Workers' compensation insurance is meant to help people who are injured on the job to get the benefits that they need to pay bills and cover their expenses. But oftentimes, employers and their insurance carriers make it difficult for this to happen. Just call me. I'll take on those insurance companies for you and fight to ensure that you get the full amount that you deserve. For more than 20 years, my office has protected the rights of workers in Rhode Island. No matter how tough a case or how big the insurance company, I'm in your corner. So if you've been injured on the job or have an occupational illness, trust my office with your case.
That's the law office of Stephen J. Dennis. Visit StephenJDennis.com or call them today at 453-1355. That's 453-1355. Stephen J. Dennis is Rhode Island's workers' compensation lawyer fighting for what you deserve.
Tune in every Tuesday afternoon at 4 p.m. on AM 790 for the locally produced IRAM Today, the property management show presented by the Institute of Real Estate Management, Rhode Island, Chapter 88, hosted by Jason Martins. Business. iRoom Today is a live call-in show with discussion of property management issues. Special guests from all trades and programs will add insight and direction. If you missed the show, catch the podcast at 790business.com 24/7. The Property Management Show every Tuesday on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Rhode Island Army National Guard. Aired by the Rhode Island Broadcasters Association and this station.
Do you have a child or grandchild in your life that falls between the ages of newborn and 17 that would benefit up to 1 year of free college tuition? Enroll now in the only guaranteed scholarship program in the country. Over 350 participating colleges and close to 400,000 students. Visit CollegeAdvisorsGroup.com. Click on the Center's tab for more information regarding this fantastic program. To enroll, call College Advisors Group today at 401-821-0080 or shoot them an email at team@collegeadvisorsgroup.com for your free application. Everyone that calls them and emails and mentioning this program will receive a minimum scholarship guarantee. Don't miss out on this amazing scholarship opportunity today. Give them a call at 401-821-0080 or shoot them an email at team@collegeadvisorsgroup.com.
Here's Johnny.
Welcome back to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, Sean Tassoni. Two nurses from Memorial Hospital here today, Miss Rita Brennan and Miss Liz Furtado. 33 and 14 years of dedicated service out the window on the street because management cannot even manage their closet. So why would you put them in management of a hospital? You know, I walked the picket line many years ago when they had an issue at Memorial Hospital, and I'm not going to mention the gentleman's name who was the CEO. But I was just doing some research, and it looks like you guys had between 6 and 7 CEOs since he was there. It's like a revolving door. It's almost like when you go to the Province Place Mall and you go in through the circle of windows, or you go to Miriam Hospital and you go to the circle that you have to step in and move out. What the hell's going on over there?
This is true. Or that was true, and some of them were not even recognized by the staff that worked there, or works there even. Care New England is always talking.
Whoa. Care New England.
I know.
Don't care.
Or
don't
no care.
Or no care.
Careless.
Or careless. Here we go. We could start our own program. But this is what bothers me. The people at the top making decisions like that. And I can almost guarantee you the 6 or 7 CEOs that came here were not even from here. They were from other hospitals throughout the state. All it is a resume, Rita.
Right.
Oh, I did this, I did that, I did this, and boom, they come here, they dropped in here. No wonder why they lost money.
You know, in September of this year, Dennis Keefe, who is the, and I say is because in his mailings he's still called the CEO of Care New England, even though he was retiring. I know that he still has that title, so I'm a little unclear about that. But he had said at that time that Care New England was going to be actually saving $10 million because they were actually downsizing senior management at the corporate level. So when you think about it, here is this healthcare entity losing all of this money, and they're actually blaming those of us at Memorial Hospital for the financial burden that they're undergoing, and yet here, they're going to eliminate $10 million worth of super executives, I guess one would say. It just makes it appear that the management staff was really what was not right with the system. And because of that, the price that all of us will pay is that Memorial Hospital will close. And of course, in the end, it will be that community that will pay the price for
corporate greed
over human needs.
Why don't they just put their millions of dollars on the table? Why don't they take a pay cut? Why don't they get their stuff together? You were almost going to make me swear. Because it doesn't make any sense to me. This is corporate greed at the finest. Just like another corporation who's just closing all their stores in Rhode Island. And I know a lot of workers that got $0, got a layoff notice, and that's it. But the people at the top always have their hands in somebody else's pocket.
Right. And in this case, what they're doing is they're making changes in their management, eliminating all of those obviously unnecessary people.
They should have did that in the beginning when they were in trouble.
They actually should have. But of course, now, what are they doing?
The horse is already out of the barn.
Thank you. And they're closing the hospital. So rather than changing management years ago, they just let it continue. Mm-hmm. And now what's happening is our Memorial Hospital is closing. And we know no matter what, it will never come back again. That's once you close a hospital, it's done. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's what really bothers me a lot about this whole thing, where you would take CEOs from wherever, Tennessee, Kentucky, Buffalo, wherever they took them from, bring them into a small state of Rhode Island and think that these people are going to be like God and change the way they operate. But obviously, it's just like a giant sucking sound where the money was just going down 95 right to Rhode Island Hospital and their top executives. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that 800 people now, here's your Christmas gift, just like the people in that chain store that just went out of business, Benny's. Mm-hmm. Here's your Christmas gift. We're closing by the end of the year. You get out, you get nothing, and that's the end of that. How sickening is that?
And you know what the sad thing is also? That they just didn't see what a valuable asset they had in their employees back in 2013, because when they were looking to actually build the hospital up some at that point, rather than bringing in all of these high-paid executives or consulting firms, all they had to do was look within that building, and those employees could have been their best community ambassadors.
Advocates, yep.
By going out and actually recommending the hospital.
Maybe they could have filled the 294 beds. Maybe.
Maybe they could have.
Too late.
Too late and $10 million short.
So what is the 150 union members? And I'm sure when you have a union meeting, you get a good portion of them come to the meeting now. I mean, I know it's just sad to say when you lose your job like this, especially this time of year. Where do they turn? I mean, is there any job fairs? What are they doing?
Actually, they did a couple of weeks ago. Care New England did sponsor a job fair.
Care New England.
did sponsor a job fair at the hospital with the Care New England facilities.
No Care New England. I got to take a break now. I got to pay the bills before I have no care. You're listening to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassoni. I can't wait for the next segment. We'll be right back.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com.
United Food and Commercial Workers Union, Local 328, serves the collective bargaining needs of over 11,000 workers. Local 328 represents workers in retail food, credit unions, food service, at universities and public schools, as well as healthcare, transportation, and manufacturing. Local 328 is proud of its relationship with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society as one of its most prolific benefactors, raising close to $1 million for research. Local 328 members also serve the needs of those in need with Thanksgiving food baskets and gifts for children at Christmas. It pays to belong to Local 328.
As a New Englander, I was shocked to hear about the closing of our beloved Benny's. 31 stores being closed means the loss of over 700 adored employees. Euclid Financial Services is offering their expertise during their time of stress and transition. If you have questions about the best options for your 401k, pension, or retirement plans, speak to the Retirement Factory team at Euclid. They understand what you're going through, and they can offer comfortable, solid solutions. Call the Retirement Factory today at 401-727-2727. That's 401-727-2727.
Stressed about planning or paying for college? Not sure how to maximize merit scholarship money? Are you concerned about paying the balance of the college tuition bill? Or do you have student loans that you are finding it difficult to pay? If you are worried about anything that has to do with planning, preparing, and paying for college, College Advisors Group is offering a 45-minute free consultation to all friends and family of Common Ground. You can take advantage of this offer by calling 821-0080. That's 821-0080, or emailing them at collegeadvisorsgroup.com. Their website is collegeadvisorsgroup.com. And the phone number is 821-0080. Anyone who takes advantage of the free consultation is also eligible to sign up for Sage Scholars Tuition Rewards Points. Tuition Rewards Points can be used at nearly 400 private colleges as discounts on undergraduate tuition. Call 821-0080 for your stress-free consultation, planning, and paying for college. Visit collegeadvisorsgroup.com.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. Roughly 3,000 Americans will die from food poisoning this year, but you can keep your family safer. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
United Rentals has the equipment you need for just about any project. They rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to hard hats and duct tape. Over 600 different types of equipment, in fact, plus contractor supplies. The best part, United Rentals employees will go the extra mile to help you get the job done. Whether you're a large contractor or a weekend do-it-yourself, for the United Rentals nearest you, visit unitedrentals.com or call 800-UR-RENTS. United Rentals, consider it done.
The International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers is almost as old as the use of commercial electricity. Founded in 1890 by electrical workers after an explosion in St. Louis, it's the oldest and largest union in the world. Local 99 dates back to January 1900. Today it has 1,200 affiliated members. Local 99 is committed to the community it serves, whether it's through efforts of its members working round the clock to restore power during Hurricane Sandy, or its contributions to the victims through the IBEW Hurricane Relief Fund, or its recent work in the much-needed repairs to the West Little League Field in North Providence. Truly a brotherhood in action can be a powerful thing. For more information on how you can join this great union and become part of its great history, visit them online at IBEW99.org or give them a call at 401-946-9900.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight.
Here's Johnny. Welcome back to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, Sean Tassoni. This is an hour for Memorial Hospital and their nurses. More for the nurses than for the hospital. No care in New England. Rita Brennan, who is the president of the union, 33 years at Memorial Hospital, and Liz Furtado, who is 14 years at Memorial Hospital. Ladies, thank you for joining me today.
You're welcome.
I wish it was under better circumstances, but we're here today because I'm sick and tired of corporate greed and what they do to people in the state of Rhode Island, and I'm not going to stand for it anymore. So, Rita, Liz, Department of Health, What is their take on this no-care Rhode Island? I mean, are they having hearings? Where are we in the process?
They're having their second public hearing tonight from 5 to 7 in Pawtucket at the Baldwin School. And they are taking public comments. You can, I guess, submit them either by mail or email to the Department of Health website until December 11th. In which, after that, I'm sure they'll make their decision.
So what is the actual meeting tonight? Is it just for the hospital to put on a presentation? Is it for the union to put on a presentation? What is it?
So the Department of Health usually has three representatives. They do not speak other than to
Mo,
introduce
Larry,
themselves.
Larry, Curly.
Right. They don't speak other than to introduce themselves. And then they basically, you have a sign-up sheet. When you come in, you can sign up to speak. Anybody can speak. So anybody from Care New England, which I'm sure will be represented there. Obviously, the public will speak, hoping people from that neighborhood. And union employees, anybody can get up.
So December 11th is the last hearing. Is that what you just said?
That's the cutoff date for the write-in comments.
Public hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone know what the process is after that? Is it a 60-day process, 90-day process? Do they make the decision, we'll say, Christmas Day? Ho, ho, ho.
The process is total is 90 days.
After the last public hearing?
No, from when they received
when
the...
When they filed.
Right.
So where are we?
From what I've heard, they have the Department of Health has until February 8th, I believe is the date I heard, to make their ruling, their decision.
What can they rule on? Can they rule on either staying open, closed? What does their ruling consist of?
Well, by February, yeah, it would be pretty difficult if they decided they wanted to keep Memorial open because everyone will be gone by then.
Right.
The whole process, to me, has always seemed like it's been the Department of Health reacting to Care New England, mm-hmm, rather than Care New England reacting to the decision by the Department of Health.
I get it now.
Correct.
Get it.
You get it?
So instead of people fighting for jobs, they're caving in and going under the covers. So the driver of the bus is No Care Rhode Island.
Nope. New England.
No
New England. No Care Rhode Island, too. And whatever they say, the Department of Health says, okay.
Right. They've had to react to it.
So we're basically now, it's mm-hmm about the emergency mm-hmm room, trying to keep some kind of services in that community.
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you, too. If I'm in there and I have a heart attack, where the hell do I go? To the dumpster?
So
put me in the dumpster?
So no. If you walk into the emergency room,
yeah,
and they do their workup and it's determined that you've had a heart attack,
right,
you would then be taken by ambulance to another hospital for treatment, to be admitted and be treated, because we are not taking admissions any longer at Memorial, so you couldn't stay there. So you would have to, they have an ambulance that's there.
Oh, so it's not the city ambulance, they have a private.
Correct. There is a private ambulance that's there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and wow, that ambulance would...
Who's paying for that?
I'm assuming Care New England. They are not taking any more EMS, so you will not see any city or town rescues at Memorial's emergency bay. Just this private ambulance parked there.
How many people are driving there and going to the emergency room on a daily basis? Do you know?
Well, I happened to stop in there last night. They had six patients in the bay that had walked in, and that was at approximately 5 p.m. yesterday.
So they're still getting this... a decent amount.
You know what the sad thing is, though? The it appears to everyone on the outside as though the staff that's there is incompetent. These are the same staff members who have been providing extraordinary care to any patient that comes in to that emergency room. They're critical care certified. They're doing the same thing there that they would be doing in any other emergency room.
Right.
And now it's almost as though they have been their skills,
demonized.
Yes, in the community, and as if. If they, when it, the time comes and they go for another job, it would almost be like, oh gosh, you came from Pawtucket, you know? Mm. But these are qualified clinicians that are down there. And
you know what? The other thing that disturbs me, I sat on the healthcare oversight committee and did the study on nursing shortage years ago. And by 2020, I think they said it's going to be anywhere between 4,000 and 5,000 nurses because the aging age of a nurse at that point was 58 and a half.
Tell me about it, Senator.
Well,
no, but it's
my point is that when we have a group of individuals who have saved lives over and over and over. And you get somebody from Ohio that comes in and thinks that they're going to save the world, but ultimately kills the concept of a local hospital.
Correct. And again, because of that community, clearly there should be some kind of an urgent care center there. There should be something
in that area.
That just actually just last week, there was a young man who was shot and killed right on the street where our emergency room is. Mm. And that patient never even made it to our emergency room. That patient was stabilized in the home by EMS and then transported to Rhode Island Hospital. Now, who knows? Maybe had that patient been able to come to Memorial, maybe that patient could have survived.
Well, I want to thank you both for joining me today. And again, my heartfelt thanks to you and your organization. The nurses, I'm a big fan of nurses. This is a travesty to Rhode Island right now. No care, New England. They deserve everything that they get moving forward because when you come into a state and you do what you did today and continue to do, you don't deserve to stay here. You're listening to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassoni. We'll see you next week.
Corporate Transportation of Rhode Island is a 24-hour statewide sedan car service to and from all major airports. Relax knowing wherever you